Now, it's less than 2 months before Czechs go to the polls in an eagerly anticipated parliamentary election. Those of you living in the Czech Republic may have noticed the faces of Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek or Civic Democratic leader Mirek Topolánek smiling down from billboards, but less noticeable are the 24 or so smaller parties competing in the election. Rob Cameron has been trawling through the electoral lists and joins me now in the studio. So, Rob, exactly how many parties are fielding candidates this year?
Well, Chris, there are 26, including the usual suspects who've been a feature of political life in the last decade here. The three parties in the present ruling coalition, the Social Democrats, the Christian Democrats and the Freedom Union, plus the two parties currently in opposition, the Civic Democrats and the Communists.
And will they all get back in this time?
Well, to do that, you need at least 5% of the vote. And looking at the most recent opinion polls, all of them will cross the 5% line, with the exception of the right of centre Freedom Union, which is really, to all intents and purposes, clinically dead. They're unlikely even to gain the 3% minimum, which ensures them future state funding. So it's a goodbye to the Freedom Union, it seems.
And do any of these 21 smaller parties really stand a chance of making it past the 5% threshold?
Well, the big story at the moment is the Green Party, who are riding high in the polls. They've overtaken even the Communists in some polls. Many people think that their support is somewhat exaggerated, but it's fairly fair to say that they will get enough votes to get in.
And what about the others? Do any of them stand a chance?
Well, no, frankly. It seems to be a huge number of tiny right-wing parties standing this year. Forming a tiny political party with no chance of electoral success seems to be very much a preserve of the political right. So we have such parties as Czech Right, the Movement for National Unity, the Liberal Reform Party, the National Party, the Independents, the Independent Democrats, Law and Justice, Right Block. I could go on forever, really.
And is there any comic relief this year?
Well, a bit, but not much. There's the Czech Crown Party. They want to restore the monarchy to the Czech Republic, and they're actually quite serious. Then there's a party from Ostrava in North Moravia called Helax Ostrava Enjoying Itself. Helax is the name of a local radio station, and among the other things that the party promises is to demolish the houses of those people who leave Ostrava to move to Prague. They actually won 24,000 votes in the last communal elections, by the way. And then last but not least, perhaps the highest profile of the joke political parties is Balbín's Poetic Party. The headquarters are in a pub around the corner from the radio station in Balbinová, and you can join the party's youth wing online. And there's even an English version of the registration form on their website. I'll read it to you, Chris. It says, "I agree that I want to be member. I realise my responsibility, which I receive by this wisdom step, and I agree with all conditions, before all, that I'm not Swain. When I find that I'm Swain, I will immediately break my membership and declare it to Presidium of BPP," which suggests perhaps that improving the level of English spoken in the Czech Republic is not one of the party's priorities.
Rob Cameron, thank you very much.